The Deflategate football scandal goes back before a federal judge today. Oral arguments are expected today after Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell were unable to work out a settlement as Brady challenges his four-game suspension. In baseball, in the American League, the Yankees doubled up Minnesota 8-4. Boston crushed Cleveland 9-1. In the National League, Pittsburgh edged Arizona 9-8 in 15 innings. In interleague play, the Mets beat Baltimore 5-3. Toronto topped Philadelphia 8-5. The Boston Red Sox announced a front office shakeup late in the game yesterday. Dave Dombrowski has been hired to take over baseball operations for general manager Ben Cherington. Although the Red Sox have been winning of late, Boston is in danger of finishing last in the AL East for the third time in four seasons. In the NFL, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy hurt his left hamstring during a joint practice with Cleveland and is having tests to determine the extent of the injury. Coach Rex Ryan said trainers informed him the hamstring is intact and not been pulled off the bone, which he described as a real positive. Meanwhile, the Jets have claimed tight end Arthur Lynch off waivers from the Miami Dolphins. The organizers of Boston's failed bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics are disputing a state-funded report that says they underestimated costs and could have left taxpayers on the hook for significant overruns.